Funkhauser was asked what he envisions for the department.
Law enforcement agencies these days have issues or struggles with transparency. Communities want to know their officers. They want to know what's going on. Open records has been a big topic of discussion and so forth. My goal would be to really open up the agency to not basically completely uncover anything of concern, because I don't believe there is any, but to let the community know that we're part of the community.
Funkhauser was impressed with Rhinelander and its people and says he wants to be a part of the community. He's been in law enforcement for 28 years in southeastern Wisconsin and has been chief in Keele for more than 11 years. Police and Fire Commission Chair Todd McEldowney said the response to the opening was outstanding.
We had 30 candidates that applied, and we had some really, really good talent. So what I'm impressed with is the quality of the candidates and the number of the candidates. What it really shows is that the city of Rhinelander is doing something right, because we attracted such good candidates and made our job very difficult, which is exactly what we wanted.
Funkhauser succeeds Michael Steffes, who left last fall to work in the State Department of Justice. The two other finalists included Captain Ron Leuenberg, the current interim police chief, and Captain Lloyd Gauthier of the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.